We made it to the weekend here on Work Week. It's been a really good week for me at work. I've been focused, honestly. I think these questions we've been given all week have helped me focus. I hope they've helped you. Welcome to Chasing Greatness. This is the podcast where we're trying to help you win at work, win at home, and win at life. And really, as we think about winning at work, we said these questions this week can be the catalyst for helping us focus and be more targeted in what we're doing. Maybe be more strategic versus sporadic. I think we have this tendency, if we're not careful, to get sidetracked. We might even get into fog. Remember a couple of days ago I talked about going through some fog, and I think these questions really all week, I wish I'd have said the fog the first day. I didn't hit it early enough maybe, but I think these questions have helped me cut through some fog in my own work. Been a particularly busy travel time and just a busy season, a lot going on, a lot of speaking, a lot of content creation, all kind of things we've got going on, coaching, and all those things are fantastic, but it can be so easy to lose sight of what you're trying to do. And so remember the questions we had early in the week. What am I trying to accomplish today? I think that today was a big deal. And then we said, why does that matter? Why does it matter, and who's it for? Those are some focus questions. And then Tuesday we started to really narrow it down a little bit and said, what's my priority? And just that one singular thing that's going to rise to the top of my list. We don't have a list of priorities. We have a priority. We focus on that. We find us something that's going to grow the business, we said, and then have a way to measure that. And then we talked really the last couple of days about our meetings, how to make those better. Well, as you get into the weekend here and sort of end your week, and maybe even you would evaluate a little bit. We're going into the end of Q1 here, and I'll date this. We're 2023. We're headed toward the second week of March, and 90 days. It's hard to believe that we're almost 90 days into the year, and maybe we'll call this our 75-day check-in here on ourselves. But I want to encourage you to give some thought this weekend to three more questions. And I think these three questions are often not – we don't spend enough time thinking about this kind of stuff. But here's question number one is, what should you stop doing? Right now there's some things that you're doing that you should stop doing. And as it relates to your work, your habits and your behaviors and your systems and your processes, they're perfectly designed to give you your current results. I mean, I always tell organizations, you're getting what you're getting because you're doing what you're doing. I know I grew up in the country, and that's sort of my country boy way of saying, that. But there's a good chance that yesterday's answers aren't going to, they're not going to suffice for the questions that are being asked of you right now. And so I want to encourage you to give yourself permission to stop some things. You don't have to do what you're doing. You're doing those things because you're choosing to do those things. As Henry Cloud always says, you're ridiculously in charge. And I want to just remind you today that you've got some things that you're doing that you can stop doing, and you might be a lot more effective. That might be one of the things you could do to create more focus, is just stop doing some of the things that you're doing. Now, you may be doing some things that are business-wise, they're sidetracking you like we talked about, but maybe there's some things that you're doing personally that you shouldn't be doing right now either. There's some patterns of behavior. Maybe there's even some destructive behaviors that you have, and you're just not getting the results you want. And it's because of the choices you're making. So I just remind us today, we have permission to stop doing some things. All right, what do you need to start doing? There's a little area in my life where I thought a couple of weeks, this was an area of physical fitness, and I needed to start doing something a little bit differently. And so I just made a slight change, and I can tell you 10 days in, I'm already feeling a little bit of difference. And so it was just something I added, something I'd done before. I just said, I'm going to go back and I'm going to do this. And I'm not going to be prescriptive here. You get to choose what you want to do in any area of your life, but maybe there's some things you need to start doing financially. Maybe there's some things you need to start doing. Maybe for you, it's physically, maybe emotionally, there's some things you need to start doing. Maybe you need to, you need to take a gratefulness walk every day. I don't know. You get to decide what you do. Again, you're in charge. But there's some things that you probably need to stop, and there's some things that you need to start right now. And some of us are struggling at work because we're not doing some of the things that we know we should be doing, and we're doing some of the things that we know we shouldn't be doing. And so what do you need to stop? What do you need to start? Here's the third one. This one gets lost sometimes, but what do you need to continue? You are doing some things that you need to be doing, and you're doing them well. And I would encourage you in those areas to put your foot on the gas and double down on those things and just say, you know, this is highest best use of time kind of activity. And if you can identify those things and give more time to that, give more emphasis to that, I think you've got a chance to really live into your strengths. There's some things that you're really great at doing. I encourage you to spend more time doing those things, less time doing the things that you don't need to be doing. Start doing the things you should. Stop doing the things that you shouldn't be doing. Continue doing the things that you're doing well. And I believe you can really be on a path to, what do we say here? We're chasing greatness. I think you can be great if you'll stop, start, and continue. Make yourself a list of those things and really not just write them down, but let's really stop some stuff. Let's start some stuff and let's continue some stuff. And I think if we do that, we really position ourselves to win. And when we win as leaders, the people around us get better. They win as well. In fact, I don't think we win. Remember this early in the week, I said this. I think one of the ways I measure success is if I lie down at night and I don't think there's not a Rolodex of people that I help win today, I'm not really sure that I won. And so for you, I think this list, this stop, start, continue list, this can be one of the ways we can win today. We want to be great. We're gonna really continue to focus on our work. I hope these questions will really serve you well as you go forward. You might even write them down. We'll try to list them in the email that comes out this week. I'll have our team list those for you. We'll put them in the end of the email here on Friday. You'll actually get that email before you get this episode on Saturday. So look back at yesterday's email if you missed it. You'll find those questions, and you can even have a focus time every week where you calibrate on these things. And I think they can just really help us understand the importance, the opportunity that we have to win at work. And when we win at work, everybody around us is going to win as well, like we said. So I hope you'll come back tomorrow. We got a Bible verse for you tomorrow that'll help us land this week. And then next week, we've got all new content. I'm excited about that. We're going to talk about some of the two sides of integrity that I think are going to we got some kind of cool way we'll look at that next week. And I think that'll be some good content for you as well. So hope you'll keep chasing greatness. Hope you'll keep really crushing what you're doing. I know you're making a great difference in the lives of the people around you, and hopefully this is helping you as you continue to listen. Leave a review if you've not done so, or give us a rating if you've not done that. Continue to share the content. We'll see you tomorrow for more Chasing Greatness. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.